Okay. No, we finished this. Okay, we're going to start page 50 on top. This is already a new maimer. The other ones were all one continuation about what Yaakov wanted to do with Esav. Okay, so he says now, page 50. He took what came in his hand, a gift to Esav his brothers. So he says, "Hinei kol hakorbanos nikra b'shem mincha." All korbanos are called mincha. Mincha actually means a gift. So mincha, all korbanos are called mincha. Like it says, "Vehevel hevi gamu b'cherisim mechal beim." Vayisha Hashem al hevel val minchasi. When hevel brought a sacrifice, so the pasuk says Hashem turned to hevel and to his mincha. What mincha? The carbon that he brought. And he says, to skip the parentheses, so Hevel's firstborn animals were called, that he brought as a sacrifice, were called mincha. For you, Vinza, will understand it. So in other words, when Yaakov Avinu is giving mincha le'esav achiv, meaning he's actually being kobanos, like we learned in the other maimer, that Yaakov brought kobanos, today for Kobanos, because he was dealing with Teo, not Tikkun, and that whole thing. Okay. So he says, I shall you bechayr, it's saying, in Nikub Hashem in Chaviyuv, and Zal Pi Agadom. Kineida, it's known, Ki Ani Havai Elo Shanisi. The Pasuk says, I am Hashem, I haven't changed, meaning from before creation to after creation, V'las Machshova Tvisi Bey. And no mind can possibly understand Hashem. V'ein Abegedet Almin Klal. It's not at all in the realm of worlds, Alpha Pikain. Nevertheless, even though Hashem has nothing to do with the world, he's so remote and aloof and above worlds, he's so infinite. Nevertheless, Mimcha HaKoksiv, everything comes from Hashem. So seemingly it's like a little contradiction. From one side we say Hashem has nothing to do with the world, he's infinite and the world is finite. Yet we say everything in the world comes from Hashem. So how does it work? But the way he comes to the world, meaning like this, Hashem himself has nothing to do with the world. A ray of his name comes down to make the world exist. Like we say, his glory is an Eretz Shemayim. We'll see his barich. Even this ray itself, even a ray, then it's telling this. If you have infinite, and you have a ray of infinite, it's still infinite. So if Hashem creates the world with a ray, but the ray itself, if it would be as is, also wouldn't be able to create the world, because it would still be infinite. Kiim, how does it happen? Through the chain of the worlds, descent after descent after descent. Kishalshalas, like a chain, ha'ada, v'ha'ada, the ha'ada. It's a ray of the ray, a ray of the ray of the ray, until it can come down so far that it could become world, could become limited world. V'chom ha'sheyedu mishtal shel mata mata. The lower something comes down, it comes down from the level above it, meaning the more it comes down, the more concealed it is. And all the tens of thousands of levels in abundance of division, and higher and lower, is only based on a ray, imrav imat, to explain something of Chassidus 101. What's the difference between Atzilus and Bria? The only difference between Atzilus and Bria is Atzilus gets more revelation of godliness, and Bria gets less. That's the only difference. In other words, it's the same godliness coming down. This is a more refined vessel. It gets more. This has a coarser vessel, it gets less. Like you can have anything light in a through a keli, yeah. If it's a thin keli, you get more light. If it's a thicker keli, you get less light. If it's a black keli, you get no light. The light doesn't change. The light is the same light, whether it comes in a thin glass, thicker glass, black glass. It's all the same exact light. What's the only difference? Not as far as the light goes, but as far as the recipient goes. Like we learned that Samach Tzedek explains in Derech Mitzvah Secha. He gives the analogy of Atzilus, is like light, water, which is colorless, coming into different colored glasses. So you have a red glass, a green glass, a blue glass, a yellow glass, a purple glass, and so on and so forth. Yeah? You put water in a red glass. What color is the water for real? It's still colorless. The water didn't become red. But for the person looking at the glass, for all practicality, the water is red. When the water comes in a green glass, so again, the water itself is no different than the water in the red glass. It's still colorless, but it looks green. So meaning, Elokus comes down. When it comes into Atzilus, godliness comes into Chesed. Yeah? It's the same godliness as in Gevurah. What happens when it comes into Chesed? The outcome is, you look at it, the outcome of it, it is Chesed. You look at the outcome of godliness in Gevurah, it looks good. But that's because the vessel is changing it. And the same thing between Atzilus and Bria. Because Bria is a thicker keli. That's what the Alter Rebbe is saying over here. The lower it comes, meaning the more concealed it is, the more covered it is, with another vessel, another vessel, another vessel, then by the time it keeps coming down, all the way down, you don't see any light anymore. And then it's able to create this physical world. What?
It's not karov berachot.
That's what I'm saying. See, you're picturing like this, there, yes. And this. But it's all over. There's no up, okay? So what does karov mean? The Rambam says this at the beginning of Yisrei HaTeira. What do you mean, certain angels? Srafim omdim mimaloi. The Srafim stand above the Ifanim. Yeah? Or these angels are higher than these angels. The Rambam says it doesn't mean that the Srafim are on the top step and the Ifanim are on the third step. So they're higher than... you're talking about spirituality. So he said, what does it mean higher and lower? The Srafim have a greater understanding of Elokus than the Malachim called the Ifanim. So they're called higher. Why is Atzilus higher than Bria? It's not because Atzilus is 10 miles up and Bria is 8 miles up, and Yesir is 6 miles up, and Asiya is 4 miles up. That's not what it means. Atzilus is a world that feels godliness. Why? Because the vessels of Atzilus don't block the level of godliness. Bria already blocks. Yesir blocks more. So then you're getting less godliness. But when we say Atzilus is higher than Bria, it doesn't mean that's not the way we picture it, because, you know, higher and lower, but it's up there and down here. It doesn't mean Atzilus. That's why a Rebbe's Atzilus, the Rebbe's level of Atzilus is down here. He's not up there. He's down here. What it means is the level of Atzilus. His understanding and feeling of godliness is the level of Atzilus, that he feels only godliness. Understand? And that's what he's saying. Hashem himself has nothing to do with the world. Absolutely nothing to do with the world. What creates the world is the ray. But if the ray would come just by itself from infinite, a ray of infinite is infinite. So again, you couldn't create a limited world. So what happens? It comes down, shtauschelis, into Atzilus, and then into Bria, and the Yitzir. It gets covered more and more and more and more and more and more. So it'll come down, it can create a physical world that doesn't feel godliness.
So why is it called Madregot, Lamala?
That's a Lamala. Mila doesn't mean higher physically. It means steps. Yeah, because we have no other way of saying it. Atzilus is higher than Bria, right? Now, where's Atzilus and where's Bria? Where is it? 20 miles up. We say a neshama goes to Gan Eden. Yeah? Where does it go? Neshama goes to Gehenim. Where does it go? It goes down in the ground on the ground? It doesn't work like that. It's spiritual levels that we're using physical words for. We have no other way of saying greater and less great than higher and lower. So we use the word higher and lower, but it doesn't mean physically higher and lower. It means Atzilus, because the vessels are more refined, has a greater, higher understanding of Elokus. When two people, you say, this, his mind is greater than this. Yeah? A genius is a greater mind than a simpleton, yeah? What does it mean? His brain is bigger. He understands things deeper and better than a person that's not so smart. But that's what it means. It doesn't mean higher or lower in a physical sense. Gan Eden is not up there, and Gehenim is not down there. It's just words that we're using. Or as Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, and Kol HaShemei Yitzchak, he says, everybody hears it will laugh. He says, when you say a pit, a board, yeah? You say it's deep. So how do you measure it? 10 feet, 20 feet. If it's 20 feet, it's deeper than 10 feet. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. When you say a person has a deeper mind than somebody else, what does it mean? It's 20 feet deep and his brain is 10 feet deep. Yeah? Or you say somebody who's very generous, you say they have a big heart. When he's big, a big heart, God forbid you die. You can't have a big heart. So what does it mean, big heart? What does big mean? So if I say this table is big, I mean big. Inches, feet. When you say somebody has a big heart, it doesn't mean you don't measure it with inches or feet. You don't say somebody has a deep head, it's 10 feet deep. Now, the Rebbe said, Kol HaShemei Yitzchak, whoever hears will laugh because it's ridiculous. Are you using the word big and small? Deep and not deep? What does it mean? It's a different measuring stick. Yes, you're using the word deep head, but you don't mean deep like an ocean or a pit. You mean deeper, is it more understanding, is, you know. So we're using physical words, even in the physical world. We're using physical words which explain something differently. Deep, big heart doesn't mean big heart in inches. Deep mind doesn't mean deep in inches or feet. So the same thing when you use in spirit, how much more so when you use in ruchnias, higher and lower, it doesn't mean higher, lower, 10 step, 8 step, you know what I mean? That's not what it means. What does it mean? So the Rambam really says this, but Chassidus elaborates, the whole Chassidus is about this. Higher means closer to Hashem. What do you mean closer to Hashem? Not physical. Hashem's all over the place. So what do you mean? Atzilus is closer to Hashem than Bria. Hashem's all over the place. Atzilus has a greater understanding of Hashem. Therefore, it's called closer. This is a less understanding of Hashem. It's called further. But we can't use physical words and understand it physically for spiritual concepts. It doesn't work. And it can't, just like in the physical world. A big heart doesn't mean 20 feet big. So he says, what happens to this ray that comes down from Hashem, because it comes down. How can an infinite ray create a finite world? The ray of the Ziv is also infinite. So he says, it comes down through the worlds. It gets blocked along the way. More block, more block, more block, more block. Covering. And again, the covering is not physical either. It's a spiritual covering. It's not a physical blanket. It's a spiritual covering. That means the vessel is not as refined, is not as edel as the higher levels, and that's what happens. You have different levels. Like you have now. Then you have different levels. You have the 7,000th year, which is total Shabbos. That's only though in the ray. All the differences of levels that we speak about, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya, now, Gan Eden, Tchis HaMeisim, all that is all in ray. Because in essence, there is no higher or lower. Essence is essence. The essence is the essence. The sun itself is not higher and lower in the sun itself. It's all the same. closer to the sun is more light. Further away from the sun, you have less light. But the sun itself is the same sun. Whether it's closer or further, it's the same sun. So all the, that's what the Rebbe is saying. All the levels that we have in the world of higher and lower is not in the essence of Hashem. In the essence of Hashem, there's no difference. Where is the difference? In the revelation of Hashem. Now, revelation is based on how much vessel you have. You have a greater vessel, you get more. You have a lesser vessel, you get less. So in revelation, over there, you have higher and lower. But in the essence of Hashem, there's no difference. That's why, to give an example, there's an expression. And in essence, Rabbi Gordon says, when you have a part of the essence, you have the whole essence. What does that mean? Take an apple, yeah? Slice a piece, eat it. With a bracha, obviously. Now, this is a half an apple that you sliced. You have half the taste, or you have the whole taste? Okay, it's only half the apple, you should have half the taste. Think about it. It's a quarter of the apple, you should have a quarter of the taste. Why do you have the whole taste? Any part of the apple you're going to take, you're going to have the whole taste of the apple. Because the essence, any part of the essence is the whole essence. What's the essence of the apple? The essence of the apple is the taste. Any part of the taste that you take, you have the whole taste. Elokus, any part of Elokus you have, that's the whole Elokus. So where do you have higher and lower? That's all in the rays. In the ray of Hashem, the ray of Hashem comes in heaven and earth. And that's where you have differentiations based on higher and lower. Bigger keli, not bigger physically. More refined keli, you get more. Less to refined keli, you get less. That's the way it is. This is fundamental.
Who creates the
Hashem. Hashem. No. In worlds, Hashem creates the vessels. Down here, our avodah is you do a mitzvah, you created a vessel for more godliness to be revealed. You do an aveda, you create a blockage of godliness not to be revealed. So down here, we create the vessels. Therefore, we can make something holy. We can make something evil. Now, only we have a choice to make it out. All the other worlds, Hashem makes, and that's what it is. No, they're raised at a makif, they're raised at a pinim.